Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, hello, hello. Topical Tuesday, September 26, 2017. Steve Cypress here, starting off with my Rhino of the Day. It is the stone, I think it's like probably fired, hardened clay, sculpted rhino. Very true to life, kind of brown rhino with a very realistic horn and hoofs and face and ears and tail and all that kind of stuff. Very cool rhino. Okay, so let's get right to it. Trump versus the NFL. Take two. What do I mean by that? Well, we'll talk about it soon. But first, let me just say that, of course, Topical Tuesday, and what's pretty much the only topic, the earth-shattering, all-important topic people are talking about is Donald Trump versus professional athletes. Oh, my goodness. As if this is even worth one minuscule moment of our lifetime, this totally insignificant, ridiculous thing going on. And yet, people are talking about health insurance. They call it health care, but of course, it has nothing to do with health care. They talk about the health insurance bills and tax cut bills and foreign countries that are sending terrorists all over the place and bombing things and threatening war, and I'm pretty sure that all those things sound pretty important. And what the heck a professional athlete does doesn't sound that important, does it? And yet, as always, Donald Trump is a master of manipulating everybody and just taking over any conversation and making it all about him. Everything is always all about Trump, just the way it is. And the anti-Trumper, the Trump derangement syndrome victims who choose, that's a choice, by the way, they choose to be victims and to have Trump derangement syndrome. It's been like almost a year since he won the election. They still don't believe it, don't like it, can't get over it, still angered by it, still miserable. Choose to, you know, let him, they basically, they'll follow anything where he leads them. If he leads and says the topic this week is my stupid comment about the NFL, well, I'm an anti-Trumper, I've got the derangement syndrome, suddenly I have to mortgage my entire life and talk and think only about this. So here's the deal. I now have found out, because I've been on social media the past couple of days, starting on Sunday with like, hey, I see around all these football players are suddenly kneeling all over the place. But my beloved and hapless and miserable New York Jets, at least, are all standing up like self-respecting human beings. I mean, give me a break. That's just what we're Americans. That's what we do. Okay. Long before Donald Trump bullied his way into office and long after he's gone, these are the same athletes that every Sunday, since they were like in Pee Wee football, stood up on the sideline, you face the flag, you put your hand over the heart, some of them sing the words of the national anthem, and you honor the country. It's your country, for crying out loud. It's our country. I don't give a crap how temporarily some lunatic is in the White House or if a nice guy's in the White House. I don't care. It's still my country long after. That's a 4 or 8 year term. That's there for a reason, because long before they were there, long after they're gone, it's our country. And I will salute my flag of my country no matter who is tattering it up in Washington, D.C. by screwing around with whatever they're doing, because that's what politicians do. They screw things up. Not going to stop me from doing what I do, which is honoring the veterans, the first responders, the cops, the firemen. Yeah, not the bad cops. I'm not honoring the Bo Bergdahls of the world who desert, or the Chelsea Mannings of the world who leak information and therefore put lives at risk. I'm not honoring those people. I'm honoring the good police, the good firemen, the good veterans, the good people that serve this country. A lot of them sacrificed and gave a lot for the country. So I have my freedom to do what I choose, which is to honor the country. I stand there, I face the flag, I'm silent, I put my hand over my heart, I'll sing the national anthem, it's just what I do, and I don't care what some buffoon anywhere says or does. I do not suffer from Trump derangement syndrome, no matter how deranged he gets, not going to make me become deranged, my goodness. So I'm sitting there of going like, suddenly there's a thousand Colin Kaepernicks in the world. I mean, this guy, first of all, Colin Kaepernick, talk about a hypocrite. It was never about racial inequality or injustice or the cops are killing, because this is a guy who walks around wearing a Fidel Castro shirt. Fidel Castro. There's no more brutality of police and government than there is in Cuba. That's how it works. That's what the whole country's all about, is brutality of the government against the people. So this guy's not anti-brutality by a government. He's just a radical. And you know what? I was once a stupid 22-year-old kid, too. I was a 25, a 27-year-old kid. I was an idiot. I didn't know what I was doing. Give these football players a break. A lot of them are... they're right out of college. They're like 22, 23. What were you doing when you were 22 or 23 years old? Were you brilliant? Were you up on all the current events and you know what was going on? I mean, if I quizzed all these players about why they were taking a knee and putting their head down or sitting down or disrespecting our country and our flag or whatever all over the place last Sunday out of nowhere, not one of them could tell you. Ed, they would sit there and go like, well, Colin Kaepernick wore a Cuba dictator shirt. That's okay with me. Wore Che Guevara shirt, another brutal murderer. Like, oppressive guy. Oh, that's okay with me. Because they don't know anybody. I didn't either when I was 22. And when I was 22, when I went to college, I actually, not a lot, but I went to classes. Football players didn't go to class. They're football players. They're not in school to learn about public current events or how the government works or who's a foreign dictator or what. They're there to play football. And if we're a football fan, aren't we glad they were? I'm pretty glad that all the players on my favorite football team were not paying attention to meaningless crap in classes like I was paying attention to. They were all they were thinking. They were in the class, if they were, and they were just thinking, like, when's practice, and what's a 42 trap, and what's a three wide, and what's an undercover blitz. And that's what they're thinking. That's what they were there for, because it makes sense. That's what they're majoring in, because the second they graduate, they get to sign for hundreds of thousands of dollars and go on for millions, while the rest of us are nowadays, the kids graduate, where do they go? To their parents' basement and work as a barista making minimum wage, or actually barking to raise the minimum wage, but that's another story for another day. So the point is, these kids don't know what the hell they're doing in the first place. I happen to be angry with them. But I'm sitting there going like, what's with the disrespect? You know what happened? Here's the story. I didn't know. I didn't sit there all weekend long and pay attention to the fact that apparently now Donald Trump made a speech last Friday and made a whacked out comment about how the NFL ought to fire players if they take a knee or something. Well, yeah, that would upset them. They're like, so the players are all like, first of all, almost all the players are anti-Trumpers. So, and the entertainers and the announcers, they're all anti-Trumpers and flaming, you know, liberals and whatever and all that. But again, the players themselves are kids. They don't even know what's going on. So that's where they come from. But then the team owners are kneeling down with these guys. Like last night, was it last night? Monday Night Football. Of course, I'm not watching the game, but I see on the news that, like, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, who had previously said, very famously, we're America's team and we don't kneel down and disrespect the national anthem. So supposedly, I mean, I saw a picture on the news, oh, they did kneel down. And I'm like, Jerry Jones knelt down? Nice hypocritical guy. Like a month ago, he said, we'll never kneel down. Then I found out this morning, I see on the news, somehow, and everyone probably knows better than me, hey, Max is here, Scott, Steve, Greg, Lou, Captain Lou is here in the house. What is the deal with that? So I see on the news that, yeah, they knelt down somehow, like when they first came out or something. And then when they played the national anthem, they stood up. So Jerry Jones is not a hypocrite. He said, I'm kneeling down for, I don't know, when they just say, here are the Cowboys. But I'm standing up when they say, here's our. It's not Donald Trump's national anthem. I don't give a crap what he says or does. It's our national anthem. And we choose, no matter what anyone says, we choose to honor our own country, for crying out loud. Do we not? Whether you think it, well, I hope you think it needs improvement, because that's what America's all about. Whether you think everything's right, there's something going on if you think everything's right. But, you know, whether you think certain things are right, certain things are wrong, more right than more wrong, we're going in the right direction, wrong, or whatever it is, it's still our country. And so we stand and we salute our flag and we honor our national anthem and our veterans and our first. That's what we do. And I'm not going to let anybody influence me one way or the other. So that's, first of all, I didn't realize that all these players were not kneeling for racial inequality and Black Lives Matter. No, no, no. They were kneeling because Donald Trump said, don't kneel. And they said, excuse me? Dude, you don't tell me what to do. You know what? Now I'm going to kneel. I never knelt before. I have no interest in kneeling. I'm not one of these ridiculous, I'm going to protest on my boss's time, which no other person who works a job can do. But suddenly, professional athletes feel entitled that, like, I can protest where I'm wearing the uniform of the team that employs me, and the league where the rule says stand for the national anthem, I'll just disregard that. So, first of all, I'm in favor of that. I'm in favor of all renegades. That's what rhinos are. They're renegades. You go against the grain, and just because the rules say you stand for the national anthem, you know what? If I don't want to stand, I don't. And if Donald Trump says I have to, that's when the owners, even Donald Trump's friends, Jerry Jones, Robert Kraft, he's like, good friend of Donald Trump, says, excuse me? Did you just try and tell me how to run my business? Dude, you don't tell me how to run my business. Therefore, I'm going to defy you. That's what the owners were saying. The players were just saying, I'm an anti-Trumper, so I just can't stand the guy. Or, again, they're 22, 25-year-old kids. They don't know what the hell they're doing. So it's all very excusable. Here's the thing that's not, though. You got to do it the way Jerry Jones did it with the Dallas Cowboys. It's never okay to disrespect your own country for crying out loud. That's just stupid. That just makes no sense. I saw on the news that these guys went over to England to play a game. I didn't even know they're playing a game in England. I know they do a few a year. And there's two national anthems played in England. There's the U.S. and there's England. And they actually knelt down and disrespected their own country. And then they stood up for the play of the Europe national. I mean, I can't even say such a thing. It's just so comical. It makes no sense. So clearly, they don't know what they're doing. That's not a rational thing at all. Oh, I have such disrespect for my own country, America, land of the free, home of the brave, the country that allows me to go from poverty to millionaire, and I can get paid because I wear a certain brand of shoes, and I can just say my name, and therefore I can get free dinner everywhere, and I can sponsor my local gym and my local car dealership just because I happen to, I mean, what a great country, but I'm going to stand up and, like, honor Great Britain? Great Britain, like, one of the most oppressive empires of all time? You want to talk about racial inequality and slavery, like, the British Empire, I'm like, don't even get me started. So, again, the kid, they don't know what they're doing. They're not making a political statement. I mistakenly, on Sunday, yesterday, until I realized this morning, I found out about all this, it's all an anti-Trump thing. I thought they really were disrespecting the American flag. And I'm like, I'm not going to watch another game if they're going to disrespect the flag. Now, here's another brilliant thing that Trump did. Because even though he's a lunatic, he's brilliant about it. So all these, he's unhinged, or he's unfit. Of course, that makes no sense. He knows what he's doing. He's drawing all the attention to himself. And he brilliantly reframes the whole thing and says, you know what? That taking a knee thing isn't about racial injustice and inequality and the fact that, like, black people are singled out and racially profiled and all that crap that happens that sucks. He said, oh, it's all about disrespecting the flag and how dare you do that, this and that. So that sets off, I mean, basketball players don't want to come to the White House. Another one says you're a bum and you're a chump and you're a this and a what. And it sets off an international brouhaha that Trump loves. Now, here's another part of the story, is why do I title this Topical Tuesday Trump versus the NFL Part 2? Does anyone remember? I haven't seen it all over the news. Of course, again, I don't watch all over the news, but I haven't seen anyone mention it. I've heard a lot of people. I was on with a client this morning who said, I just have no idea why Trump suddenly decided to pick a fight with him. I'm like, do people forget? Well, maybe some people here. And so, oh, who's here? Beth is here. Some people are here that might be too young to remember, but it's only been 30 years. Donald Trump sued the NFL, and the NFL crushed him. So long story short, you can look it up, but Donald Trump always, it's like his life home dream. He wanted to be accepted in the greatest boys club in the world. The acceptance that you're an NFL owner. I mean, there are NBA owners, and Mark Cuban could be an NBA owner, but they would never let him into the NFL and stuff like that. Like, that's a boys club that, like, you just can't get into. NFL owner. So Trump can do whatever he's done to make his billions of dollars. He's in that club. But The NFL chooses who they accept into their old boys club there of owners of the NFL, and they have told him for a year, Pete Rozelle, I mean, it's famous, like, you will never get a franchise. You will never get into the NFL, Donald Trump. So I don't know if that'll change someday. Who knows? But Donald Trump, man, so he became a part of this upstart league in the early 80s, the USFL. And that was spring football, if you remember. So the USFL said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play in the spring. So we're only going to go up against baseball. And football versus baseball, that's not even fair. We'll kill them, or at least we'll do just as good. And maybe after 5 or 10 years, like the AFL did, even going even further back, for those of you if you remember that, we'll get to merge with the league. But you know what? We are not the billionaires of the NFL here, so we're going to take it slow. We're not going to get into bidding wars for the top players. We're going to sign the mind of the players that couldn't make the NFL. They'll play for us. We'll play in the spring. We'll get a nice little TV contract, and we'll see if we can build it up. Well, Donald Trump came in and he said, I'll have none of that. I'll have none of that waiting and seeing down the road if you can build a relationship with the fans and see if it works and not sign the big play. That I'm Donald Trump. I don't play that game. I'm going to come in, and immediately he makes a big splash. He's got to sign Doug Flutie, Heisman Trophy winner. He's got to sign Herschel Walker, Heisman Trophy winner, for his New Jersey Generals. So, sure, he puts a good team on the field, but half the owners in the USFL are like, dude, what are you doing? You're messing up now. Now, first of all, we can't compete anymore. And second of all, now we are supposed to get into bidding wars with money we don't have. That's why we have this USFL team. We're supposed to take it slow, remember? But Donald Trump doesn't give a crap about the rest of the owners in the USFL, just like he pretty much doesn't give a crap about anybody right now. So he says, screw it. And this is the way that we can get a merger with the USFL. But as the story is told, and you can look it up if you need to look it up, and you don't have to believe me. In fact, I suggest you look it up and don't believe me. Do your due diligence. But as the story goes, from the insiders that know, Donald Trump said, I didn't really care about the merger of the league or the other owners of the NFL. I just wanted an NFL team. So the rumor has it that he rented a suite in a fancy New York City hotel and got meeting with Pete Rozelle, and who was the commissioner of the NFL at the time, and Pete Rozelle came in and said, oh, I didn't even know that that's what this meeting was going to be about. And Donald Trump said, look, I'll do anything to get a franchise in the NFL. We'll fold the whole league. I don't care. We'll merge. We'll stick around. Merge. I don't care. Whatever we got to do, I don't care about any of my fellow owners in this league. I just want a team. That's Donald Trump. That's who he is. That's what he's always been. You think he's going to change now? He's always just about himself. That's just what it is. So here's Donald Trump saying, I want in, and Pete Rozelle, that's where he said, you will never get into the NFL. I don't care what you do. So now Donald Trump convinces these poor hapless, they're not poor or hapless, but they shouldn't have rolled over for him, these USFL team owners, to, hey, you know what, let's not do this spring football thing. Let's go to the fall, and we'll go head-to-head with the NFL. And then they'll have to absorb us and take us in because we'll be taking some of their audience and not whatever harebrained things he told them would happen. And so instead what happens is, of course, what do you think happens? Nobody's watching the ridiculous USFL and their great plan of like 8 or 10 years of being on in the spring, going only up against baseball. That's an easy one. We'll build an audience and maybe a couple of teams will merge in the NFL someday, but at least we'll build it up. No. Let's play in the fall. So somehow they give in to him, just like America did, and certainly the whole Republican Party gave in to him, and all 16 of them, like dominoes, gave up to Donald Trump and let him hijack the whole party like a year ago, and so, or 2 years, whatever it's been now. And so they gave in to him. They said, okay, let's go up in the fall. Well, guess what? You know, obviously they had no chance to compete now. So what happens? Donald Trump says, I know what I'll do. I am going to sue the NFL for violating their antitrust and for crushing us unfairly and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? He won the lawsuit. Donald Trump sued, or the USFL, led by Donald Trump. That's his plan. I'm going to sue the NFL, and as a settlement, they'll have to take me in instead of paying the ridiculous amounts of money we're going to squeeze out of them by winning this lawsuit. We'll just say, why don't you just take me in? And I probably Trump would say, well, take in one or two others so it doesn't look like it is, that it was really all just about me being in. So he wins the lawsuit. So Donald Trump defeated the NFL and wouldn't allow him into the old boys club. However, for those of you that know the story, anyone know? how much damages they got for winning the lawsuit? Yeah. The judge awarded the USFL $1. $1! You win, Donald Trump. You win the lawsuit. You paid all the attorneys. Took all that time, your big plan to force the merger and get into the NFL, and you win. You win a dollar. And since it was an antitrust law, those damages are trebled, which is legal mumbo-jumbo BS talk for multiply times three. So the NFL owed the USFL, can't even say it with a straight face, $3. The NFL owed Donald Trump and all his other owners had to split up the $3. I don't know. Did they all get a bag of M&Ms? I don't know what they did with the $3. But like less than a year later, the entire league, of course, does not exist anymore, and it's all gone. So let's flash ahead 30 or so years to 2017, September, whatever the heck it was, a week ago or Friday, whenever Donald Trump goes off the rails against the NFL. Knowing what you know now, I don't expect you've studied Donald Trump your whole life like I have, growing up in New York and watching this guy operate for the last 50 years. But just from what anybody knows of him the past year, do you think Donald Trump has forgotten his grudge with the NFL? Do you think it's just he said bygones, let it go? Do you think there's no chance that he said someday I'm going to try and get back at that NFL? And he didn't, of course, use the word try because he's Donald Trump. Someday I'm going to get him. Someday I'm going to get back at him. Well, now he's president. Now I am the chief bully of the world. So this week I'm going to try. I'm going to pick and choose. There, I said that word try. Not saying the word try. I'm going to choose this week's picking a fight with the NFL. Now, none of those owners and certainly none of the players and not the commission were there the last time Donald Trump picked a fight and got crushed. Well, he won $3. And so this time he says, now I'm going to get him. Now, all of America, I mean, a huge majority of America, believes that you should not disrespect our own country, our own flag, our own national anthem. I mean, it's only a radical few people would say that's a good thing to do. Come on. No matter how much you believe there's things wrong with the country, and there certainly are rights need to be wrong, and racial inequality and all kinds of other inequality and all kinds of things need to be fixed. But you don't do it by disrespecting your own country and your own flag and your own anthem. So he says, aha, I'll take that position. And therefore, ratings will go down. People will stop watching the games. They'll boycott the advertisers. And even like a 5% drop in viewership for the NFL, if that continues, the next time the contracts are for renegotiation, that will cost them billions of dollars. Billions of dollars in TV money if that happened. And so even though that doesn't go into the pocket of Donald Trump, do you really think that's how Donald Trump sees it? He says, dude, I made you pay $3 30 years ago. Now I want to make you pay billions. And I'm a Donald Trump. I'm a bully. Bullies don't care if they get anything. They just want to beat up other people. So Donald Trump just wants the NFL to lose billions of dollars. And that'll show him, do not mess with the Trumpster. So here I am. And not realizing that this is what's going on, that these players are not taking a knee because they're disrespecting. I mean, they are, which is a big mistake. So they got to stop doing that. Do what the Cowboys did, okay? Disrespect them announcing you coming out to the field or something. And get your ass up off the ground and salute the flag when they're playing the national anthem. Don't let some deranged thing, Donald Trump, picking a 30-year-old fight cause you disrespect your own country, alienate your fan base, be an idiot. What are you doing? Don't let them do that to you. So get your ass up and salute the flag. It's what, a minute and a half? Pretty sure you can do that. I mean, if you really cared, if these players, if it wasn't about Trump, if it really was about Black Lives Matter, racial inequality, then they would do what they do when there's something they really care about. Like J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt. Did anyone pay attention the last few weeks with the Houston Hurricane? Now that he plays in, he's from Wisconsin, but he plays in Houston. So he's a big part of Houston, and he's a big charitable guy. He's got the J.J. Watt Foundation. And so, you know, Hurricane hits Houston and decimates all kinds of lives and businesses and all kinds of problems there. And he raises like $30 million, last I checked. It's probably more now. And he will give $30 million worth of aid to people who need it. Well, How much money is he or any other football player raising for victims of Black Lives Matter, racially, or any other topic you could even think of? Zero! None of them are marching. None of them are donating. None of them are doing anything because it ain't about that. Yeah, they can care about those issues, but they don't care with their wallets, which are big, fat wallets, by the way. These guys make millions a year on the average. So some of them make tens of millions. I mean, give me a break. So they don't care enough to do anything with their wallets or anything with a time off. You know, they have Monday off. I don't see any of them visiting the victims or the whatever, the hoo-ha, the whatever. I didn't see it. Maybe it's in the news. Maybe someone can tell me they see it. I haven't heard of that. So it's very clear, and it's the same for all of us. Okay, no matter what you say, your best statement will tell the truth about what you believe. So these guys can say, I believe in Black Lives Matter. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, let me see your checkbook, Mr. NFL player, whoever you are, 22-year-old kid again. Like, you know, of course, let me see it. Oh, I don't see $1 being donated to any Black Lives Matter or any fund. I didn't see you one time march about it or whatever. I mean, maybe a couple of them did, but not these hundreds of them that are just like lemmings saying, what, Trump said something stupid? I hate Trump. Let's show him and let's kneel. So that's what happened. It's very obvious. This is not about anything but Trump. So the question is it going to end or are they going to at least do it right? Because otherwise, yeah, if they still next week, they do the same thing and they disrespect the flag and the national anthem instead of protesting some other way. There's got to be another way, isn't there? There's another way to protest. Again, I didn't watch the game, but I saw in the news Jerry Jones found another way to protest. You lock arm in arm, you kneel down when they're not playing anything. Stevie Wonder did it. I saw in the news Stevie Wonder at a concert. They're not playing the national anthem. They're not raising the flag. They're not doing any kind of traditional patriotic thing. He just says, I'm taking a knee for America because of Donald Trump is a jerk. That's what he's saying, and that's how you do it. You protest and you go down on one knee, but you don't disrespect your own country, your own flag, your own national anthem. You just don't do that. So cut it out. I'm all in favor of you disrespecting Donald Trump's stupidity and racial inequality. I'm all for protest. I love all that stuff. Good. Be a renegade. That's what America's all about, the freedom to do all. It's great. But don't do it in an idiotic way. Cut off your nose to spite your face. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Don't disrespect your own. It's your own country. It's more our country than it is Donald Trump's. Give me a break. The guy's the president. He works for us. He'll never realize that or say it or admit it. But the guy's a public servant. He works for us. We don't work for him. He works for us. So don't let anything he does cause you to do something you don't believe in. So if you actually believe that this is a crappy country and you should disrespect the flag, the national anthem, and the country, and the veterans, and all that, then first of all, what the heck are you doing here? There's plenty of other countries in the world. So I don't believe that these players really disrespect the flag, the national anthem. Again, they're kids. They don't know any better. They did it wrong. Do it right next week. Do something on Monday. Write checks to something. Donate something. Save everyone that buys one of my jerseys, or every touchdown I score, I'll give $1,000 to Black Lives Matter. Do something that isn't disrespecting your own country, your own flag, and alienating your audience. Who do you think watches football? Football is war, is it not? I mean, the whole game is war. There's a blitz. There's a bomb. There's a bullet. I mean, the whole thing is just war. We're going to march down the field into enemy territory. Like, George Carlin did a whole thing on that like 40 years ago. Football is war. It's just what it is. So who do you think likes war? Who do you think watches it? It's conservative Americans. People like the military. So you come out on the field and you disrespect the military? That's just stupid. And that's the business tip on Topical Tuesday is don't do that. Know who your audience is. And don't blatantly do something to disrespect them. That's just bad business. That's just stupid. So you see Jerry Jones. That's the other thing. Trump is picking a fight with the NFL. Guess who's winning again? These are very sharp business people, or they wouldn't own professional football teams and be billionaires. They're really good at damage control and PR and publicity and marketing. And they can frame issues themselves. They're very good at it. So I know you're really good at all this manipulation and persuasion stuff, Donald Trump, but I wouldn't want to go up against Jerry Jones, Robert Kraft, and the whole rest of them. Arthur Blank? started Home Depot. I mean, that guy is like worth more billions of dollars on like one of his toes than Donald Trump will ever see in his whole lifetime. These guys know what they're doing. And so I wouldn't want to go up against these guys. Jerry Jones says, yeah, here's what we're going to do. We're not going to disrespect our own national anthem. That is stupid. And he's not going to get us to do that. Long before he was there, long after Trump's gone, we respect our flag and our anthem and our veterans, of course. However, we're just going to take a knee at some random point when we first come out or whatever, just to show them, hey, dude, you said you tried to tell me how to run my business, that if a guy takes a knee, he should be fired. Well, guess what? I'm taking a knee. Now what do you got to say to that? So once again, I have a feeling that Trump is getting crushed by the NFL in this. That temporarily, and I was one of them, was all in a brouhaha about these guys disrespecting the flag. But now I find out that's how Trump framed it. I was going to say attempted to frame, but he succeeded for a week. Now we'll see. Can he succeed for another week? Or will Americans get a clue and the players get a clue and realize, don't let him frame this as you're disrespecting the flag. Don't disrespect the flag. Just disrespect Trump. That's what America's all about. That's what makes this a great country, that we can protest against our leaders. Again, going back to Mr. Hypocrite of them all, Colin Kaepernick, wearing a Fidel Castro shirt. You can't disrespect Castro in Cuba. You get shot. You get arrested, and best, if you're lucky, you only get arrested and everything you own is confiscated to the state. But more likely, you just get shot and no one ever hears from you ever again. So that's Castro. Way to go, Mr. Hypocrite, Colin Kaepernick, loving that thing. But this is America, and America is all about, oh, yeah, our leaders? We don't want to do what you say just because you say it. We're America. This is the land of the free. This is we do what we choose to do, and we don't have to do stupid things the leader say. So if the leader tries to get you to disrespect the flag players, not that any players are watching this, but like, don't fall for that crap. Just disrespect him. Just take a knee and hold up a sign and go like, am I fired now? Like, no, because the owner's taking a knee right next to me. But the national anthem, stand up. That's what Jerry Jones says, and I'm sure he's not the only one. I just have not, and I refuse to pay attention to the whole stupid thing now that I found out what it's really all about. The whole thing is just totally ridiculous. Anyway, that is my way over rant. I thought it was going to be short and sweet, and then I went off the deep end with a rant here on Topical Tuesday. As always, let's go to the questions, comments, concerns. I see a bunch of them. And also Charles Roz here, and Darren Stork, great seeing you guys. Been a long time. Captain Lou says, what is the deal with NFL versus Trump? What is the deal with that? That's a little Jerry Seinfeld inside joke we have there with Captain Lou. Beth says, I just noticed that you sound like... Okay, there you go. She just noticed I sound... Just noticed. Beth has known me for 40 years. And you know why you just noticed that I sound like Jerry Seinfeld? It's because you and I are both from Long Island, and we know 1,000 people that sound like Jerry Seinfeld. It's the rest of the world or the country that goes like, wow, you sound like a Jewish guy from Long Island. Like... Yeah, that's Jerry Seinfeld and all the rest of us. But, of course, I exaggerate it by going, what is the deal with that? Brett Gill says, Steve O rocks. Thank you, my friend. Yes, I do. And then he says, $1. $1. Yes. Donald Trump. I mean, could you imagine? Could you imagine? I mean, I'd just love to be a fly on the wall when the verdict came down, that the ruling came down from the judge. Verdict is in a criminal trial. For those of you out there, give a crap. I happen to have a law degree, so I happen to know stupid, meaningless things like that. But the ruling comes down from the judge in the civil suit and says, hey, USFL, Donald Trump, you win. Donald Trump on the inside, I'm sure he's bursting. He's going crazy. He's like, I did it. I got him. I got him. I'm ready. It's a massive, big thing, and I should have looked it up and look up any of this stuff. I could be wrong about all the details and the facts. It's only what I remember from 30-something years ago. I don't even remember what year it is, 80-something. But, you know, whatever amount they had sued for, I have a feeling it's more than a dollar. So all the elation of we won, followed by, I don't know if it was the next day or moments later, the judge said, and therefore I award damages of $1. I mean, that just, to be a fly on the wall, to look at the look on Donald Trump's face when that ruling came down, when that damages came down. How would you not love to have been there? Like, yes, Donald, you won! Oh, hang on. I think I got four quarters here somewhere. Plading up $3. It's times three. I was going to feed the meter, but instead I'll pay the judgment and the loss against the NFL. Anyway, so we had some fun here on Topical Tuesday. Any other questions, comments, concerns, hilarious, anything? I mean, have a fun week. I know that my beautiful wife Michelle's beloved Packers are playing the Bears like it's one of two games of the year every year. It's the oldest rivalry in the NFL, Bears and Packers, and that's on Thursday Night Football. So I would not like it to be like it was last Packers game on Sunday where I watched my beautiful wife Michelle and one of these jamokes before the game who actually played for the Bears last year, the new tight end, there he was sitting on the bench disrespecting the country and the national anthem and everything that he believes in and everything we all believe and everything we stand for or sit for in his case. And I was like, what a bum, what a jerk. I didn't realize at the time he is, first of all, a kid doesn't know any better. And second of all, he's just being an anti-Trumper. He has Trump derangement syndrome. And if Trump says anything, he wants to do the opposite. Fine. So hopefully he learned his lesson from Jones and anyone else that didn't disrespect the flag while they were choosing to disrespect Trump. And he stands up because we spent the entire game going, hope Aaron Rodgers doesn't throw a single pass to that bum. And I do hope they fire him and trade him and get rid of him. And, like, I'd love to see a whole team of guys who refuse to stand and, like, put them all on one team, trade them all. Like, I don't care how good they are, have get rid of them. That's no way to watch a game. Then finally, you know, Aaron Rodgers throws him a pass, and I'm like, oh, crap, I think he threw a pass to that guy. Like, I want to see that guy not get a pass thrown to him. Screw him. You sat on the bench before the game. You can stay there during the game. I don't want to watch the game that way. I really hope these NFL players wake up and they stand up and salute the flag for crying out loud like they always did before Donald Trump said stupid things, and they will long after he's gone. They're players. I don't know if their career lasts that long, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, don't let the temporary whoever's living in the White House. I mean, we've had crappy presidents for 16 straight years. Like, if we went off the deep end with every stupid thing our president has done for the last 16 years, we'd all be way off the deep end because it's been nonstop stupidity from Congress and the presidents for 16 straight years. It has totally sucked. At least now we have a reality TV show that is pretty much hilarious. And so that's my attitude towards it. I mean, there's separation of checks and balances. And, you know, no, Trump can't just press a button and send nuclear warheads somewhere. You know, it doesn't happen that way. He can't, obviously, he can't just repeal Obamacare if he wants to. And he can't pass tax cuts. And he can't build a wall. He can't do anything himself. Congress can't do anything themselves. As long as no one's doing anything, we might as well enjoy it. So enjoy it. But again, I hope these players don't disrespect the flag because that's just that I can't stand. That sucks, and I don't like that. I will not be watching games if that's the mistake players make again. So hopefully this time they do it right. Disrespect Trump, okay? But respect yourself and your own country and salute the flag. Anyway, Phil Breakfield's here. Not great timing, Phil, because I'm over and out for the day. Hope you'll join me here tomorrow on Wisdom Wednesday. I will be firing at you, I believe, ungodly first thing in the morning. I have a 6 a.m. flight out of town tomorrow, so I will be leaving for the airport at around 4 a.m. So, and I'm not back till like 9 o'clock tomorrow night, so I will either be coming at you in like 12 hours from now, or, because that will be 3:30 a.m. tomorrow, or I will be waiting until I get back, because my... You know, I'm not, everyone knows, I'm not Mr. Techno, so I have a very old iPhone 4 here that I never use for anything but a timer. See, I have my timer right there. That's what I use it for, to time while I'm working on projects. And otherwise, I don't really use that thing, and it won't even work. It's so old, it won't work to do a Facebook Live. So when I'm on the road, I got to wait till I get back to this computer or record it on this computer before I leave. So either way, tomorrow, it'll be coming at you at a crazy hour, either very early, very late in the day. Hopefully I'll see you then. If not, hopefully you're watching on YouTube, Twitter, rhinodaily.com blog, the Rhino Daily Podcast. Get an email from me. You watch the replay on Facebook. I mean, I'll just put it all over the place, and hopefully you'll see it. And hopefully I won't be ranting and raving and quite as lunatic talk about Trump derangement syndrome. I'm suffering from it today. So thanks, everyone, for being here today, and I'll see you tomorrow at some point. Thank you, Phil. Says travel safely. I'll see you at some point tomorrow on Wisdom Wednesday. Thanks for being here today. Over.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.